Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
We're live right now on Lush Radio Online, and you're live with your girl Lushy Lush live on Lush Radio Online. And tonight we're going to have a star-studded show. Tonight on the show we're going to have the one, the only, and beautiful, and very, 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 very talented Tanisha Arnold. Along with that, we're also going to have Miss Kim Whitley. You know Tanisha Arnold, worldly known for the sitcom episode Martin. Along with that, also Everybody Hates Chris. And Kim Whitley is known also for Next Friday and several other movies. But definitely, it's going to go down. It's going to be star-studded. We're going to have two of the hottest ladies in Hollywood live on Lush Radio Online, calling at 347-826-7722. It's going to be an honor to have them on the show. Also, shout out to our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, and also OhanaShop.com. We're going to go to the line and see if we have one of these beautiful ladies live on the line. Caller from the 323, you're live on Lush Radio Online. Peace. Caller from the 323. Caller from the 323. You're live on Lush Radio Online. Peace.
Hey, it's Tashina.
Hey, Tashina, how you doing, lovely?
I'm wonderful. You know, I'm on this phone cracking up. I said, you know what? She really didn't say my name right. I'm cracking up. He was like, Tanisha. That was hilarious, though. I've heard my name said so many different ways.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Please don't beat me up.
Not at all. I just had to address it because it was hilarious.
I know. I'm
and
so,
you meant it, too. You really meant it.
I'm sorry. It's a beautiful name, and I don't want you to beat me up, and I love you to death. Please.
Oh, God, y'all. I'm just messing with you. No, that was funny, though. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. First and foremost, I have to say I'm honored. And just, you know, flabbergasted just to have you on the show because you're such a remarkable young lady, and I just love you so much, and I got to show you some Lush Radio love.
Well, thank you. Gosh, I'm just taking a bow right now. No, that's great. You know what's so funny? You're my Twitter buddy.
For real?
I kept telling my sister, I said, where do I know this name from? I know this name. You were like the first person that I followed on Twitter.
Stop playing with me, man. You about to make me fall out of faith. Stop playing.
Okay, I can't say your Twitter name if you're not going to tell everybody else either, but that's funny. I just totally remember that.
Wow.
So I said, you know what, I'm going to let a person that I don't know and just, you know, network for real and just kind of meet new people, and you're one of the first Twitter names I did that with.
Well, that's an honor, and I know my program manager, Cookie, has definitely been talking to you
that's
on
Twitter. That's Cookie. I didn't want to say the name out loud. I was like, I don't know if she wants everybody to know her Twitter name, but yes.
Yeah, wow. mine is Lush Radio Online, at Lush Radio Online,
too.
But I'm definitely following you.
I see you too, but that's great. I'm so happy you have me. I know, we're just making all this small talk. I'm sorry, the listeners. Nobody out there in Radio Land is listening.
Everybody is definitely honored and everything, you know, to definitely have you on the show. Do you have any shout outs to anybody that you actually want to, you know, scream out there and just let them know shout outs before we get into it?
You know what's so funny? I'm known to be very, you know, the good ghetto. That's the one thing I never am able to do is do shout outs. Like, I draw a blank every time somebody says, hey, you want to do a shout out? I'm like, I got a blank. No, I don't have any shout outs. Just to everybody. I would say to all the single mothers out there that are working very hard, and all the single dads out there that are working very hard for their children and putting their children first and their education first and just nurturing them and doing the best they can despite what this economy is, I give a shout-out to those people and that I applaud them and just give them strength and keep it moving.
That's what it is. To Sheena, I got to send a shout-out to you also, you know, especially coming from Queens, because I'm a Queens native also, but
uh-oh,
I live in the area and stuff. Shout-out to Queens.
Yep, Jamaica, Queens, South Ozone Park.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Definitely, man. I definitely want to go ahead and I think I have one of my co-hosts live on the line, but I'm going to bring them on in a few seconds. To Sheena, you know, you started off at a young age, like at the age of four, you know, performing at the church and taking vocal lessons and everything. Did you know that this was your calling, or, you know, did you have, you know, different people in your family members that basically said, you know, hey, man, she has what it takes, or they were actually dabbing into the whole acting situation?
Well, you know, it's a feeling that even as a child and at a point where I was really cognizant of what was going on, so like I would say around the ages of six, I always felt something different. I always knew there was just something a little different, the way I saw things and the way I felt things and the way I heard music and the way I danced music and the way I liked to want to make people laugh. I always felt those things at an early age, like around six. So when I started singing in the church, singing was my first love, you know. I looked up to my mother one day when I was three, and I just said, Mommy, I want to sing. And she was like, you know, very encouraging. She was like, made them put a table up in front of the church and stood me on top of the table and gave me the mic, and I started singing If I Had a Hammer. She never
wow.
saw me. She never. So from that moment on, I remember that moment. I
wow.
did remember that moment. And you just kind of take it from there. And I just always knew it was something different. But by the time I got older, I knew, you know, I had God's calling on my life. I didn't know how I was going to use it or how I was going to express it, but it's definitely been through the arts.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm very proud of you, you know, just, you know, watching your growth from, you know, from sitcom to Hollywood and just, you know, all the humanitarian things that you've done. Just a well-rounded young lady. I'm definitely proud of all of your success and everything that you do. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Cookie, your Twitter buddy.
Yeah, Twitter buddy.
She's live on the line, and also Future Guru from Irvington, New Jersey also. But I'm going to go ahead and let Cookie go ahead and ask you a couple of questions.
Okie dokie, Smokey. Hey, Cookie.
Hi, Christina. I love you so much. Thank
oh,
you
gosh.
For coming on.
Thank
it's such
you.
An honor.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. And thank you for giving me all your encouragement on Twitter.
You have to follow me back on my new page because I got a new page now.
Okay.
It's
you know what, girl? I'm just now keeping up with the Twitter that I got. Don't make me do anything more complicated. What if it to be so simple, it is so complicated.
Right. Right. That's
I still don't know what RT means. What does that mean when it's next to somebody's name?
RT or retweet.
Retweet? Okay. Got it.
That's what retweet, it means
okay.
Retweet.
All right, here I go with small talk again. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Get back on you.
It's fine. We could Twitter school you today. It's cool.
No, but it's a pleasure to be on your show. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome, and hopefully you'll come back. But I had a question for you, and how did you start out, like, you know, with the acting, like, as far as with Martin? Let's start with Martin first.
Oh, gosh. Martin. Well, Martin was, by the time I got into Martin, I was halfway into my career. Prior to Martin, I've just been doing, I did a lot of musicals and a lot of musical theater. And in doing so, it just allowed me to sing and dance and do all these wonderful things on stage. So that's what I started out in, was musical theater. And then I did a lot of plays on the road and stuff like that. And then I booked Martin. I said, you know, I got tired of, you know, I did 4 years of soap opera. So I wanted to test the waters in a lot of different areas and within show business. And the moment I told myself, hey, I want to take my chances and fly to L.A. and book a sitcom. Mm-hmm. And when I asked myself, well, if you, you know, get off this job that you're doing and you're making money, if you give that up, will you regret it? If you give it up and go to L.A., would you regret it? And I said, I answered myself, no. And I was on the next day smoking to L.A., and I booked Martin within the first 2 weeks of living there.
Wow, that's great. And how was it being on the show for you?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, being on Martin is just the most amazing experience in the world. And it's something we didn't even know what we had until, you know, 10 years down the line when, you know, just people that are so, you know, they love the show, they watch it, they're just huge Martin supporters and just really enjoy watching Martin. It's just, we didn't think that people, you know, damn near 18 years now,
mm-hmm.
still enjoying it.
Yes, I still watch Martin.
Yes, so it's a good feeling, you know, to be a part of even Black history, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. You guys definitely created history out there. And since you did touch on the Martin situation, I wanted to ask, do you still stay in touch with your fellow crew members?
Everyone.
Also?
Crew members or cast members?
Cast members.
Cast members, yes, everyone. Mm-hmm. I speak to everyone.
Okay, cool.
Yep. And crews, I've bumped into a lot of my crew. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, we're not, it wasn't just sad what has gone off the air, but it was also sad that you wouldn't see the amazing people behind the scenes that made that show what it was as well. So it's like you're not going to see these people, you know, after looking in their faces for 5 years in a row, you know, you really do become a family. So that's what I missed as well. You know, it's like, oh, so some of the crew I see, sometimes you bump into people on other sets, but for the most part, you know, you part ways.
Wow. Wow. That's excellent. I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for one of our other co-hosts. Guru, live from New Jersey. Do you have a question?
Yes, hi, Tashina. Just glad to be on. Shout out to Lush Radio and Cookie. Basically, I just want to say I'm proud of this moment because I've been following you since your early days with Tisha because Tisha's a Newark native, and we were all following. I'm out in Jersey and Irvington in the Newark area.
I was going to say, you sound like you're from Newark.
Definitely. I'm definitely from Newark. I'm glad you could pick that up. So
no,
we
totally. New York.
We followed you from back in the day, all the little shop of hours, all of that stuff that leads up to this moment. I'm very proud of because it almost made me just, like, reflect, like, how you did the Martin, and now you're doing a shout-out to Everybody Loves Chris, because that's one of the shows that keep me watching TV. Like, I don't watch sitcoms, I don't watch TV, you know what I mean? So, Everybody Hates Chris, I do take some time out and go in my room and kick my feet up and get my laugh on. So,
I'm
real proud of that. I just wanted to say shout-out to Cookie for putting this one together and Lush, because I'm proud right now. Everybody, you see we lit you up on Twitter earlier. I don't know if you noticed, but if you go to your Twitter, we got you popping. We're going to RT you when you put some tweets out. That means if you shout something out and we see you, we're going to support you. That's what the RT is for. So that's what you
know.
Okay. We're going to support you in the RTs. We got you. Whatever you say, that's the RT.
And so I just got a 2-for-1. You just gave me the most amazing compliment, and you teaching me Twitter. Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
No, but thank you so much. This is great. This is really great. I'm so happy that you have those feelings because that to me that's what my hard work and you know my you know doing jobs for no money and doing jobs because you want to get the skills and doing jobs. I do it because I love it. So for people to compliment you and just really compliment me on not just one job, but I mean, everybody always mentions Little Shop of Horrors. They always go to Martin. They always go to, like, the soaps and stuff. So for people to even remember what I do, like, that's just an honor for me because it shows that they really do care. So it makes me work harder. You know, it makes me really, really understand and never, ever complain about what I do.
Definitely, definitely. We definitely appreciate you so much. I heard a rumor that you actually did a voiceover on the Boondocks. Is that true?
Yeah, no, totally, it was true. I forgot that I did it, but it was great doing it. Like to be one of the voices, because I don't get an opportunity to do a lot of animation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first, you know, real cool. And plus, the Boondocks is such a great show, so I definitely jumped at the opportunity when they asked me, and I did it. It was great. I loved it.
Wow. That's what's up. I have a caller from the DMV, from the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. I'm going to open the line up there for them. Callers, when you call in, you have 1 to 2 minutes to ask your question. If you don't answer it, by that time, we move on to the next person.
But I will cut you off. No, I'm just kidding. But I will, though. I'll do it very nicely, though.
Oh, man. I love her so much. Caller from the 240, you're live with Tashina Arnold.
Hi, Tashina. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. I'm Katora.
Katora?
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I just had a quick question before you guys cut me off and everything. I just wanted to know, what advice do you give young actors who are seeking to be where you are now? Like, what advice do you have as far as learning the craft and everything?
Well, to always remember that if you want to be in show business, you better know that this is something that you can love and something that you can fall in love with. Because when it doesn't pay you, or it's not treating you right, or, you know, it's not giving you the results that you want, but you still love it, you'll never regret doing it. But if you're in it for the money, or you're in it for the stardom and the fame, that's the wrong reasons, because this industry will, you know, bite you and spit you up and spit you right back out.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for answering my question.
Yeah. And also, on the more literal note, you don't pay to get in show business. So if somebody's telling you, oh, here, you know, if you pay $1,500, well, you could go to this and go to that, and, you know, got to be careful with, you know, people that really capitalize on parents wanting their children to be in show business. It's a big business.
Okay.
Thank you, Couture. I appreciate you for calling in. If you're just joining us once again, you're live with Tashina Arnold. She's live on the line calling at 347-826-7722. And we have another caller from the New York area. Peace. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
347, you're live.
Hi.
On Lush Radio Online.
Hi, Lush Radio. This is Fatima. This is your cousin. How are you?
How are you doing?
Hello. Hi, Fatima.
Good. I'm actually driving on the New Jersey Turnpike, and I had to call in because, let me tell you, I watch Everybody Hates Chris. It's a marathon going on, and I watch it around 3 o'clock in the morning, and I keep watching it. You are so funny. Oh, my goodness. You're hilarious.
Well, before I even respond to that, do you have your earpiece in your ear? Because if you don't and you're holding that phone in your ear, you're going to get a ticket.
I'm not holding my phone in the air.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're safe. I don't want OnStar to come talk about, there has been a crash, okay? No, have you ever heard those OnStar commercials? I'm like, oh, my God, I really want an OnStar. But listen, I'm so happy you enjoy watching. I really am. I have fun
and
doing Everybody Hates Chris.
And Martin. My aunt is in the background talking, and Martin as well.
Thank you.
But I just had a question. This question real quick before y'all cut me off, you know. I wanted to know, like, how did you go from, like, when you, like, let's say the normal lifestyle and then just to stardom? Like, how did you adjust to that, like, through that transition?
Well, you know, because I started at such an early age being in show business, I really didn't know the difference because of my life. Show business has already always been a part of my life, so it was part of my normal, you know?
Right.
Being in show business was my normal. So it wasn't really a transition for me. It's just one of those things that you are who you are. You're born the way you're born. You're raised the way you're raised, but, you know, you try to do things to make it better. But, you just, I'm all, I think me and my family, we just are blessed with, we really all have remained the same.
Right.
I've never changed, so there's really no adjusting for me.
So then what about, okay, so let me say this. Like somebody like myself, I'm just an ambitious person. I'm everywhere, like accounting, and next thing you know, I want to do acting. Just because, like, just having something to do, not saying anything is wrong with it, but because I don't even know if I'm good at it, it's just like, what do I, like, where do I even start? I'm in New York, like, I don't even know where to begin. Like, do you have any advice for me?
Yeah, I mean, you need the most fundamental advice. You need to sit down, be still, and find out what it is that you want to do. And focus on that first, girl. I mean, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
28.
You're 28, yeah. You know what? In your 20s, the one good thing about 20s, I always say, if you mess up and you make the wrong decision, you can always say, oh, you know, I was 28. People could understand that. But if you go, oh, I was 32, it don't even sound right.
Right
now you have time to make mistakes, but just don't make the same mistakes twice and don't move too fast.
Okay.
Just still, when you don't know what to do, stand still. Get your bearings and start all over.
Well, I think you know me.
No, I don't. It's not that I know you in a spiritual sense, but I know you because I've already been through that.
Right. Okay.
Wow. Thanks, Fatima, for coming through and showing that love to Tina. And Sheena is dropping some real serious jewels over here, so make sure you get your pen and your pads, because this came on here. Seriously.
Oh, God, no. I've been told I'm very crass, but, you know, I taught middle of the road is hard for me. I'll try not to be too abrasive.
I don't think you are. I think I love your realness. You know, I definitely love your realness. I also wanted to commend you on your second time winning NAACP Image Award for Everybody Hates Chris. Also,
okay.
I wanted to also because I know you won one for Martin, but I wanted to congratulate you on that one also too.
Thank you very much. That was a good achievement for me in more ways than one, but I really like the fact that now I really have bookends on my mantelpiece. Like, it evens everything out.
Wow.
I'm telling you, it's just, I think differently, but God, I'm so grateful for those awards. I couldn't
That's what it is.
Believe.
I'm going to go ahead and throw it back to Cookie and let her go ahead and ask you another question.
Okay.
So where do you see yourself, like, 5 years, 5, 10 years from now?
Gosh, a better mother. I would say a lot more comfortable in being settled. And hopefully more film. And I'm actually hoping that by that time, 5 years from now, I would have completed a project that I really, really want to do, and I want to play the life of Nina Simone. So I'm putting it out there. So I would have hoped to have achieved that, and that's basically it. And just, you know.
And are there any community services or things that you do to contribute back to the community?
Gosh, well, I why the hell do I keep saying gosh? I did that. That was like third time I did that. My gosh. I'm so proud to be a part of the National Advisory Board for the PTA. And
wow.
It's a really, really wonderful position to be in because, you know, now I can stand for not just parents, but I can be the voice of the single parent, the same-sex parents, the grandma parents, the auntie parents, you know, the young parent. I could be their voice because, you know, times have changed and there's no longer mommy and daddy in the household. And I want to be those voices.
Uh-huh.
So that, you know, we can start investing in our children's education.
Uh-huh.
And you know what I mean? And just that, I'm still training myself to think that way.
Right.
Even with, you know, being 40 and having a 6-year-old child, I'm still training myself to think that way.
Girl, you look good. Girl, you look good.
No, but serious. It's like, you know, my daughter is my investment. You know, when you have kids, it's no longer about you. And my daughter is going to be an amazing investment for me. And that's just on every level, just being a good person. So that's my main life journey right now, just, you know, raising my daughter. That's like the top of the line for me. And then everything else comes after.
Wow.
And
that's
how
beautiful right there.
That's great. And how was it as a black actress? What are some of the hardships that you had to go through being an African-American woman in the entertainment industry?
Basically, you name it. You know, it's one of those things, if you're trying to achieve something and you don't have obstacles, how will you know what you've achieved? You'll have nothing to gauge it upon. So, I mean, I take hurdles and hard times and bad situations, and I try to make sure that I don't make the same mistake twice, but that I use those experiences so I can keep going,
mm-hmm.
and not really stumble and fall and stay there. You stumble, you fall, you get up. So I'm just a blessed woman.
That's great. So what's one of the hardest things that you ever been through? One of the hardest things as far as being an actress?
As far as being an actress, that's a good question. That's a good question. And I never thought about that one because I'm kind of weird in the sense where things that make me angry or upset, I don't keep them in my memory. Like, I kind of block. That may be good, it may be bad, but I just kind of let it go. So I don't really remember a specific time where I just lost my mind about something.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be a hard question to answer.
Okay.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru in Jersey. Guru, you want to go ahead and ask Tashina another question?
Yeah, sure. I actually want to ask my question is basically when you went from, because I'm actually proud of the fact that, you know, the level of, like, when we were talking about sitcoms, you actually hit two home runs, like with Martin and then now Everybody Hates Chris. I want to give a lot of inspiration to people. Like, I want to ask about that moment after you did your audition for Everybody Hates Chris, because, I could tell it was going to be a big show from the beginning. Like, what was that moment? Like, when you really got that part, like, this was going to be another big opportunity, like, I mean, because it's already a hit, like, because you already did Martin and everything, and, like, that was big, so this is, like, you know, Everybody Hates Chris is a big show to me. I like the show.
Right.
So what was that moment like getting that next part?
I think it's so crazy that you asked me that question, and I just had this conversation with someone the other day, and I was reminiscing on that moment because someone just asked me that same question, and I said I knew I was a part of another hit and another amazing show and a really good spirited show and just a show that was definitely going to stand out. I didn't have that moment until after we did the table read, and it was our first day at work, first day meeting everybody, and Terry and I had met once before, but after we did the table read, Terry and I just looked at each other and we just grabbed each other's hands and was like, oh my God, this is just going to be so great. This is going to be a hit. We knew it. It was crazy. But we never talked about it. After that moment, we let it go and just, you know, worked hard from that moment on. And we didn't realize that till later. We were like, oh my God, we really did have that moment. You just knew it. It was one of those things that your spirit told you was right. It felt good. It was perfect timing. It was great writing. It was really, really wonderful people. It was fired up people and just raw talent and new talent. That was Imani's first job ever. She had just flown from Cleveland, Ohio. That was that child's first job, and she did an amazing job.
Wow.
She was acting like she, you know, that she was in show business for 10 years. That was Imani's first job. So it was just one of those things where all the elements were right.
Wow.
Wow. Respect it and remember it, you know.
The question that I had for you, Tanisha, was basically as a female actress, just as an actress in general, African-American actress, What are some of the top things when it comes to, you know, giving advice to some of these young ladies? Because a lot of people look to you as a role model. They need to have done before they go to go and seek an agency or an agent. And also, what are some of the things to look for in an agency if they're seeking to get into the industry?
Well, I just I feel really bad for this newer generation only because there's not so much that they can look at and gauge and really learn from, because there's a lot of trash out there. Like, there's just a lot of, there's not a lot of good pieces, and I'm talking about just in show business. You know, there's not a lot of great movies and great television shows. Like, it seems like things are in a bit of a scramble. But I think I'm getting too deep. I am, because I'll talk your head off. I will.
No, it's okay, man.
You gotta be mindful of the industry, because just like I said earlier, you know, you gotta know that it's something that you would love, like you really enjoy doing it, and you'll do for free. You know. So if it doesn't pay you, you know, without going into all of that again. And then also, when you look out for an agent, you know, agent works for you. So many people think that, you know, I got to have an agency, I got to have it. No, your talent, if you're good and you really want it, good will follow you. Let it come to you as well. You don't can't be hungry for it, because then you just take anything and go for anything. You got to learn what it is and proceed with caution.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, take certain risks, and you know, but you know when it's right.
Wow, that's serious right there. The other thing I wanted to ask was transitioning from, you know, we know you, a lot of us know you from, you know, doing plays and doing musicals, and also from doing a lot of comedies. Now, you did a dramatic role entitled The Lena Baker Story.
Yes.
Co-starring Peter Coyote. Can you tell me how that was for you, getting into that role, into that character?
That role is a role and will always be a role that I will remember, and was a very pivotal point for me, because it was the first time that I had the opportunity to do a dramatic role, not only a dramatic role, but a leading dramatic role. And not only a leading dramatic role, but a real story with a real person telling someone that really lived life. So those were great challenges for me, because I had never done it. It was my first time ever doing it. And I really loved the results. So I'm happy that I was able to achieve what I did. So that was a good, you know, pat on the back for me moment for a moment, because it was just it was a new experience for me, and I think I did pretty good at it. So I'm excited, and I want to do some more. So that's why I want to do the Nina Simone story, because I think I'm ready, and I think I'll be able to do it a lot of justice.
I think we all think that you're ready to do that. So whoever's listening out there, we need her to get that role. That's all I'm saying. We will pick it. We will do what we need to do in order for her to get that role.
I'ma hurt you. You said pick it. I'ma hurt you.
Seriously.
No, but thank you.
Definitely, man. We definitely love everything that you're doing, you know, and just as an African American woman, just as a woman in general, you are just illuminating of nothing but just intelligence, you know, maturity, just goodness, and it's just you have this wonderful aura about you, even from people not being able to see you face to face on 101. You just project this aura of just like, yeah, I need to be around her because she is such a cool person.
Well,
you know,
listen, I thank you so much, because those words, as much as, you know, I always tell people I hate compliments, because I hate hearing compliments. Like, it gives me cringes. Like, I just cringe from it. I don't know why I've always been that way. My family teases me about it. But just to know and just hear those things come out of your mouth is just so pleasing and refreshing for me, and it gives me strength to really work hard, and I appreciate those words, those kind words. And that I'm going to have to cut this interview off, because I got to go pick up my baby from school.
Oh, okay.
I told you, motherhood comes first, you know.
I know.
Wrap it up.
definitely got to go take care of the babies, man. And all I wanted to say to you is that we love you, and we want you to stay blessed along with, you know, your family, your child. And I pray that everything that you want in life comes to pass for you because you deserve it.
Thank you. You definitely do. Thank
you
so much, and God bless to all your listeners out there. Just, you know, keep supporting and keep a sound mind. Don't trip, you know. A lot of stuff going on, but you just got to hold on to that piece of you that keeps you going and sane. And I know this economy is crazy and people are suffering, but now's the time that you figure out what you can give. You know, when you have two coins in your pocket, figure out what you can give and not what you can get or receive or take from anybody. And it just builds character. So hold on, be strong, and I holla.
That's what it is. Definitely.
Right.
Good.
Have a good
one,
my love.
Again, love you to death.
Bye.
That's what it is. If you're just joining us right now, we had the beautiful and lovely and talented Tanisha Arnold live on our show. You know, live on our show. It's definitely an honor and a blessing. And you know who we have to thank? We have to thank this person for this one, the one and only Cookie. We have to definitely thank. I think we had Ebony on the floor. Ebony, are you there?
What's good, Ebony? Yes, she is.
Yeah. Oh man. First and foremost, everybody, I just have to say that was an honor.
Yep.
Cookie, you're doing an excellent job.
Yep.
You did it. She was great. She was wonderful. Everybody in the chat room was definitely, you know, excited. And listeners, we thank you. That was like, you know, wow. I just want to ask everybody, how do they feel? How do they feel about her? She's like a wonderful person, man. And I'm going to go ahead and let Cookie go ahead and tell us how she feels, because I know she definitely is a fan and definitely, you know, adores Miss Arnold.
Wonderful show. It was a wonderful show, and I love Tashina. I've loved her since Martin, and especially Everybody Hates Chris. She's one of my number one favorite actresses, and she is so funny, and she's a very beautiful person, and she's very humble, and, you know, I wish her all the best, and I really thank her for coming on the show, you know?
Definitely. Ghoul, what did you think about that?
Just proud, man. You know, I'm a fan, so, you know, it was crazy. You know, everything I was telling her, like, it was real. Like, I couldn't even hold it back. I was trying not to be, you know. Hey, it is what it is, man. I'm happy right now, Les. Shout out to Cookie, man. Yo, I ain't no fun, man. I'm a fan. I'm not even a Starstruck type of dude. I'm from Jersey. I'm from Irvington. I gotta give it up. I gotta give it up to it, man. That was the real right there.
Ebony, how did you, I mean, I know you kind of jumped on a little late and everything, but how did you feel about
it? Oh, I mean, she sounded like a very sweet, graceful person. And I know this business can sometimes, you know, get to you and give you negative aspects of it, but, you know, she has a really positive outlook regarding it. So I just hope for success for her, basically.
Yeah, man, that was just like...
She has an aura, though.
That was breathtaking. She just has a positive aura about her. Like, that was breathtaking.
Yeah.
That was great, man, because, like, you know, she's like that poised, you know, actress, and at the same time, she's, like, she's cool. Like, she really is cool, you know, and very humble, and I adore her, and... She's just excellent in everything she does, and I just, you know, want people to keep on continuing to support her. And that role she wants, Nina Simone, somebody needs to go ahead and give it to her. We're going to have to pick it, you know, so that she gets that role. We have a caller from the 347. Peace, 347. You're live on Let's Radio Online.
Hello?
Hey, Fatima.
No,
are you still on the Jersey Turnpike?
Yeah, I was just listening. I didn't want to say nothing.
So how did you feel? How did you feel talking to Miss Arnold?
I thought that was really well. Hello, everybody out there. How y'all doing? I thought that was really good. Like I like the way she just she's like real. She has a sense of like normalcy, like real talk. You know, it's not no games. It's not, you know, it's kind of like just she's a normal person and she's speaking the truth. I mean, especially about me, I appreciate that right there. So. And I don't know. She was like, she has a really good vibe based on, you know, the conversation and what I heard. And, you know, it don't appear that she's cocky, although she could be, but it doesn't appear that she's like that or anything. So, two thumbs up. Hopefully you could get her again.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. All these just positive vibes over here, man. We definitely love Miss Arnold, and hopefully we can have her on the show again, you know. And make sure everybody follows her on Twitter. Cookie, you want to put her Twitter information out there so people can follow her?
At Tichina Arnold, TichinaArnold. Tichina Arnold.
Definitely, man. And shout out to TAS Variety Show. They definitely shouted her out in there. And shout out to DJ Medi already from the Chi-Town. And guest 2496. Definitely shout out to you guys that are definitely listening in the chat room and everything. This, man, this was beyond my expectations. Like, you know how, like, you would think in your mind and perceive of what you think the person is going to be like? You see them on the show and you wonder. I mean, I in my heart thought that she was going to be cool, but she's just a beautiful person, and that's all I can really say. She's beautiful. Seriously, you know, and I just wish the best for her and everything that she does out there when it comes. And hopefully, I don't know, we might get Kim on the show, but I think we have some updates. I don't know if she might be shooting at the moment, so we'll see. Hopefully, she might can be able to get through. Cookie, you have any updates on that situation?
No, she'll be in shortly, but she's at the moment she's on the TV show, so she should be calling in, but we'll see if they give her a chance to call in.
Okay, that's what it is. We're going to go to some quick music real quick. This is a song from Brandy and Mia X. Shout out to Mia X and Brandy. And we'll be back on Lush Radio Online. And we just had the beautiful and wonderful and talented Tichina Arnold. Make sure you follow her on Twitter. And we'll be back.
See this right here? I know y'all ain't ready for this. Mia X, Brandy.
I'm a work in progress. I'm a seed growing into a flower. I'm a stone that's rising. I'm getting stronger with every hour. And God knows I ain't perfect. Tell me who in the world is. All I know is that I'm searching for somebody to love me with. He's part of God. They're a part of who I am.
Train us to this. And every day I'm picking up speed. pressure on me.
That's why I'm
still searching for somebody to love me with.
Live, and we're back on Lush Radio Online, live with my wonderful and beautiful co-hosts, Cookie and Ebony and Guru. Up next, we're going to have Kim Whitley. You guys know her from Friday After Next as Sugar, playing a girlfriend on the movie. So she's going to be live on the show in a few. We just had Tanisha Arnold. We had Tashina Arnold live on the line a few minutes ago, and we're going to talk about business again, you know, talk about business, even though this isn't a Wednesday. You know, we just want to talk about business and just, you know, keeping your business together and keeping your stuff tight, man, staying organized and making sure that you have everything together. Even though they say that the recession is kind of dying down, people are still suffering and going through it. So, you know, you still have to budget and manage your money and still try to stay afloat through this crazy economy. But I'm going to go ahead and go to my co-hosts and go ahead and let them drop some tips and some thoughts about business. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Cookie. Cookie, you there? Cookie, you there? We're going to go ahead and throw it to Ebony. Ebony, you want to drop a couple of thoughts on business? Hello? Hello? Ebony, you there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Finally.
Okay. Sorry, I was talking and didn't know the phone was on mute.
I was like, okay, all right. This is.
Basically, what I always say is that, you know, you must do your research. You need to make sure that you know what you're getting into when you're getting ready to do it. But also, you need to know, you need to have a team with you that is on the same wavelength as what you are on, because you have to be able to, if you can't sell your idea to your team, then how are you going to sell your idea to anybody else? It's good to have a backing with people who believe in you and in your idea and what it is that you're about to do. Also, know how to network. You know, networking is really important in business. And some of the things you can start doing for yourself so that you don't have to hire other people to do them for you, which will, you know, dip into the money that you've saved up, you know, to start your business. So those are just a few little tips that, you know, I find that works.
Definitely, definitely. I want to go ahead and throw it to Cookie. Cookie, you have any thoughts in regards to that?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. All right. Guru, do you have any thoughts in regards to that?
Can you hear me, Lush?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I think I want to actually just give a comment to Tashina Arnold said, which was really kind of, it made a lot of sense, like, to people. Because I experienced this in regular cats trying to start a business. I mean, you know, it's real important. The cats was coming out to travel, keep it real. They want to start a business. I mean, you can't just jump into something. You got to take your time and figure it out. That's why I kind of was relating to what she said, because I experienced like that with some people I know starting a business, and then even me. I mean, I was a little anxious starting my LLC, but for the most part, you still got to have a little bit of patience. And just because you get knocked down, you still have to pursue the issue at hand. It's steps. To every time you start a business, it's steps to it. I don't care how many businesses you start. The same steps are going to be involved, especially when you're registering with the state, and so on and so forth. So basically, those rules still have to be applied in every step, and just approach it diligently, because once you get knocked around, it's easy to count yourself back out, like, oh, fuck it, I'm not even going to do this today. So it goes along with the studying and research, like Ebony just touched on. All of those things involve a little bit of diligence, and they call it due diligence. I mean, do your research and, you know, pursue it. You have to, if you can see that's what you believe you should be doing, that's number one. If you believe that's what you should be doing, then you may not, that's a big step in being successful. Believe in what you want to do. Don't just follow. I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy right now, man. Find your niche, man. That's basically simple. Find your niche out here.
Definitely. And both, to piggyback off of what both of them stated, Ebony and Guru, when it comes to business in general, you know, and also Tashina also stated, you know, just think about what you really want. What do you want to do, you know, when it comes to the industry? Sometimes we get so excited and we want to do so many things and we want to put our eggs in so many baskets. We're never focused on one thing. We need to basically, hold on, step back, breathe, and think about exactly where do we want to go and move forward in our lives when it comes to business and just being in the industry, whether it's acting, whether it's, you know, being in the music industry in general. What do you want to do? Not everybody is built to be an actress or actor. Not everybody is built to be a rapper or a singer. Sometimes your niche might be that manager or that agent or that photographer or just that person to be the networker to connect A and B or a publicist. It depends on finding your niche. Finding your niche, and also, like Guru stated, jumping into something without knowing what's going on. Research. Never be too lazy to research. If you don't know something, the World Wide Web is free. find out and use the things that you can find. Find out what you can use to better yourself, enable yourself, and better yourself to do what you need to do. Don't jump in here and let somebody else have the upper hand on you when it comes to business. We never want to allow a situation like that to happen, and that's where we're left with the short end of the stick. So make sure you do that. And like I said, if you don't have any legal documents, you can always hit me up at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. And whatever documents or contracts you need, I have contracts. I actually have contracts for sale, and I can prepare them for $10. If you need a contract done, just hit me up. I have every contract that you would need to protect yourself. And you just go and get notarized, and you go ahead and you have a legal document to lock and load and secure yourself so you won't get messed over in this industry. And that's my main thing. We believe in the double E's, and that means to entertain and educate. Make sure that you get some kind of education out of here. If you can go out there and spend all this money and drink Cristal and smoke and do all this other stuff, you can invest in yourself. And that means going out and getting those legal documents so you can file those taxes, so you can claim that money. You know, you're coming out your pocket. Wouldn't you want to get all of that back at the end of the year? Go out there and LLC, incorporate your business, and really do something for yourself when it comes to business. And put God first, like I said. We're back with Guru and Ebony. I'm going to go ahead and open the line. We have a caller from the 201, that looks like a Jersey number also. 201, you're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from.
What's up, Lush? This is Q calling out of Jersey.
What's up? How are you?
Cooling, cooling. What's going on?
Nothing much.
I just got on. I was hearing bits and pieces of it. I didn't catch everything, but I was just listening to what you were saying. What you were saying, you're right. You're exactly right. You got to incorporate yourself. Sell yourself, because if you don't sell yourself, nobody going to want to buy you. Mm-hmm. You know? Hello?
Yeah, I said that's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah, it is, you know, because, I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, who else is going to believe in you?
Yep.
You know?
Exactly right.
That's definitely the truth. That's definitely the truth. You want me to buy your record, or you want me to invest in you, but you don't even believe in yourself, and you're too lazy to do everything that you need to do to get yourself prepared to go to the next level. So why should I waste my time? And that's the question with some of these people out here that say they want to get into the industry, or they just want to get in business in general. They don't have their stuff together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, I got a friend. This guy, he's the hottest rapper I ever heard of. He raw, he got that graspy voice and everything. But he don't want to pursue it. I'm like, yo, you hot. Why don't you go out there and do what you do? Perform the contract. Like, yo, man, it's not even that. That's not going to put food on the table right now. But, yeah, it's not going to put food on the table right now, but in the long run it will. Put food on the table and a whole lot more.
Even
yourself.
Yeah.
Make the horse
go
to the trough, but you can't make them drink or eat. So.
Yeah, you can't lead a horse to water. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink.
That's the truth. You never lied about that one. You never lied about that one. That's definitely the truth. You know, and thank you, Q, for calling in from Jersey. Newark area, live on the line, on Lush Radio Online. Like I said, we're talking more about business in general. We basically, you know, are trying to touch bases on different things. Just to tell you guys a quick lineup of some of the people we might have this week, because we're having a lot of great people on the show, and we definitely want to give a thanks to all of the past guests that we've had on our show and acknowledge them. And definitely Cookie, our program manager, for doing an excellent job at what she does.
Yes.
You know.
She does a wonderful job. We definitely appreciate her.
Definitely, seriously, because I mean, not to knock everybody else's program manager, but I don't think it, for right now, for internet radio, no one works as hard as our girl Cookie, you know. She goes hard in the paint for us, and just to let you guys know, Wednesday, tomorrow, we're going to have Murder Mook on at 6 o'clock, and we're also going to have Darren Good, independent artist, coming out of the DMV area. And on Street Queens, the movement, our female empowerment group, we're going to have Maya B of the Round Table. And you guys know of the Round Table. She's going to be live on the line. And we're going to bring back Hadonis and Jackie O. So we're going to be talking about women in the industry and how they're looking. And just, you know, touching bases just on women in general and more empowerment. And on Friday, we're going to have Skyu. And we're also going to have Amir live on Friday. So stay tuned. We got a lot of hot things going on Lush Radio Online, man. Call in at 347-826-7722. And just call in and touch bases with us. And I'm going to I'm about to go on and bring in the caller. We got another caller live on 718. Caller from the 718. You're live on Lush Radio Online, 718. Peace.
Hey, AK Chop, Sam, what up, Lush?
What's up, AK Chop? How you doing?
Shit, I'm tired. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm tired. I've been working out. You know, I missed my back and my arms, so they gotta come back with me.
Oh, okay. You off the hook? You know who you missed, right?
Huh?
You know you missed Tashina, you missed Tashina Arnold.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you missed her, man.
Oh, man, I used to love her in the BDBs. Well, Pam was on there? Wow.
Yeah, Pam was on here. She,
You gotta give her a Lush Radio clap for that. You always got somebody excited.
Chop, hey, Chop, I got her Twitter, so it's on anyway. I got her Twitter, Chop.
Huh?
I got her Twitter anyway. It's on already anyway. I got her Twitter right
now.
Actually, I got her Twitter. I got you, Chop.
AK Chopper said hi, man. I love her on her beanie.
She's definitely a wonderful, and if you heard her, I wish you were able to hear her on the show. She is, like, you know, like somebody, like, really, like, very poised, very just sweet all the way around, and she was a great person, you know, so.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, though, you know.
Yeah.
That's good that sisters can carry their head, man, with a level head, man, you know, be down to earth, you know, and all the good things at the same time, man. I said,
yeah,
oh,
you know.
Cookie, candy bars and cookies.
we were talking about business again, just talking about, you know, things just to, you know, have in mind when it comes to business, like, you know, make sure you have to invest in yourself, you know, you must be able to invest in yourself, you know, when it comes to the industry. If people don't see you invest in yourself, why should they invest in you, you know, and that's what we were basically talking about on here and everything. So tell us some things that you want to touch bases on when it comes to just business.
Well, you know, I like to touch up on what you just said about that. That's kind of like what brought me to everybody's doorstep while we all met. In particular, it's because I invested in myself. I finally took my money, and instead of buying all the chains and bikes, and I said, you know what, let me put it into this, and let me do this. And that's basically how no one wants anyone on their squad to work for them, Or even a boss that's not going to invest and dedicate themselves to their own actions. That's the only way the grind going to work. If you don't invest in yourself monetarily, physically, mentally, and you're just all over the place where they expect the people to do things for you, then you're going to be sitting on your hands for the rest of your life because they got business to take care of their own. They, you know, it's what my cousin would term as, because he buys tax liens and all that, he's a numbers man. That shows no collateral. So people are not going to get in the bed with you. That's just like a bank.
Definitely. Definitely. And that's a true point right there. And we're live right now with AK Chop on the line. AK Chop is part of the whole Marcy Project. situation that's going on. You've seen the video. If you Google it or you log on and type on Welcome to Marcy, it's AK Chop, G to K, Money L, Justin Case, and Vinny Idol, and also Dutch. So just, you know, check out that whole situation. He's doing a marvelous job with the whole entire movement. It's getting a buzz, and we'll soon have that MP3, you know, in rotation soon. So, you know, you guys can definitely, you know, hear that fire. And when the EP drops, the album, you know, you'll be able to have that in your iTunes soon. So,
Lexi, let me pardon me for cutting you off. I'm going to get that sexy mix down Thursday. So I'm going to put some lingerie on that. You hear me?
Okay. That's what's up.
Put that thing on the Monty Project on the runway. So you're going to have that sexy mix down to come through so we can shoot you that real thing. So you can, in fact, hear it on, you know, Lush Radio, the bestest in the DMV. You already know how it go.
That's what it is. Definitely, man. Definitely support AK Chop and everything that he's doing. And, you know, like I said, man, this is what it's about. You know, we're always trying to give you education and entertainment at the same time. And I don't know, how many of you guys checked out that new movie real quick? This is a quick movie review. What did you guys think about Tyler Perry's new movie? Since we dealt with you know, the beautiful Miss Arnold, and we're talking about movies and just talking about business in general. How did you feel about the movie? Why Did I Get Married Too? Why Did I Get Married Too? If you watched the movie and you were able to watch it, men, females, we want to know, what did you get from the movie? Why do you think people do get married, and what is the whole big deal? Do you think Tyler did an excellent job on it? What are your critiques? Calling at 347-826-7722. And we're talking about the movie Why Did I Get Married Too. Chop, did you get a chance to watch the movie by chance?
Now, actually, I'm going to tell you the truth. I just, you know, I just went to the pirate ship, you hear me?
We don't want to put that out there.
I just went and took me a treasure map and went to the pirate ship. I'm going to sit up and watch it after I get finished, you know, work and all that. I was about to go watch it. That's why I was laughing, because I wanted to see it.
Wow, wow. I love Chop. He's just so honest. He is off the hook. I love him to death, though.
It's hard.
Yeah. Ebony, did you get a chance? Because I know last time you did you get a chance to get to see the movie?
No, I'm going this weekend.
You're going this weekend?
Yes, I'm going this weekend.
That's what it is. If you have seen the movie, call in at 347-826-7722. Now, I actually seen the movie. Let's see if Google got a chance to see the movie. If not, I'm going to go ahead and give you guys my quick movie review on the movie. Google, were you able to see the movie?
No, I didn't see the movie, but Tyler Perry, get your money. Get your money, dog. We're going to see you on top. And we need an interview, too. Word.
That's what it is. Okay, everybody, listen up, okay? I actually saw the movie the day it came out. Let me tell you, he had to make over a couple billion or so that first day, because I'm telling you, it was sold out. You had to either get it online or so. Even when we got the tickets early, we still had to wait in another line just to get in. So it was serious, and they had heavy security. Like,
wow.
Tyler Perry's movies are the only movies that I know that you need major security to go see. That's crazy. You know, it's serious, you know. So I go to the movie theater, you know, and, you know, everybody loves the whole Madea aspect. But, you know, and Why Did I Get Married Too, you know, we never get the Madea side of Tyler Perry. We get Tyler Perry actually playing the role as a man, you know. So Tyler Perry, you know, is the husband, and he's married. Thing. And, you know, he suspects some infidelity, but he's not too sure, and he's trying to make it work, you know, the best way that he can. You know, they have children together. And we all know that they, every, you know, every couple of years. You know, they go to a retreat with, you know, all the different, you know, the relatives and stuff, all the married couples. And for people that love Janet Jackson and stuff, you're going to get a totally different side of Janet. I think she played a great dramatic role in this movie. Janet, I didn't want to throw it out there, but she gives you a twist. You've never seen a side of Janet like this in your life, and you might be a little scared. So you're getting another side of Janet on the show. If you watch close enough, I don't know if they meant to do it, but I felt like they kept on trying to show Janet's cleavage all the time, but I don't know. But you guys, you watch it and you let me know if you feel any different about the situation. And also on top of that, at the end, you get a twist that's really going to shock you. That's really going to shock you at the end. I think he did an excellent job. Some of the, like, you know how, like, you throw in certain phrases that relate to the movie, which is, why did I get married? Why did I get married too? Like, they kind of threw that cliche in there. I kind of thought that was kind of, like, cliche and not needed. But I think they did an excellent job all around. What I got from it is that, you know, when you get married or get into a relationship, you need to really, you know what you want in a relationship. And you have to deal and conquer your own insecurities before you step into a relationship or step into a commitment, which is marriage. And you can't always change somebody. Some of us feel like we get into a marriage and we feel like, okay, well, she's a schoolgirl, she's conservative, I'm going to turn her into a freak. But you can't do that if she's not. The thing about it is, you can't make someone be something that they really aren't. That's basically, they're lying to themselves and you're lying to them. Like, you have to be honest and you have to really understand who you are and what you want. And when you look at that person's face in the morning, is that the person I want to live for the rest of my life and bear children with? That's the question you really have to ask yourself. For those who are planning on getting married or engaged, really think about it. And honestly, do you think 3 months to a year you really know somebody? Hell nah. So, you know, tell us what you think. You know, call in. We want to know, tomorrow on Wednesday, we're going to also talk about that. So, you know, I implore everybody to go and check out Why Did I Get Married? If you're just calling in, if you have watched the movie, I want you to go ahead and give me your aspect of what you think. Caller from the 347, you're live on the line. Were you able to watch the movie? 347? 347, were you able to watch the movie?
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Okay, tell us what you got from it, and what did you think about the all-around movie?
Well, I'll say this. The ending definitely was a shock. I didn't expect that to occur. But the overall movie, I thought, was really it was really good. You know, there were some parts that, especially like with Janet Jackson, something that you had played on, that I thought was like, wow. Like, I could feel like what she was like feeling at that time. Like, she convinced me that she was really, you know, feeling I don't want to give the movie away, but, you know, she was feeling a certain sense of, exhaust, so to speak. Very fed up, in a way. But I think that the storylines were played out well. One of the things that really touched out is that it really showed you that no matter how perfect relationships may appear to be on the outside, you really don't know, you know, what's going on in someone's home. You know, and even those relationships that were on Rocky Mountains, you know, you still don't even know to the extreme of, you know, issues could be happening. And I thought that through the different relationships that were shown throughout the movie, it really displayed that, you know, from Janet to, what's her name? Jill Scott to the other one, Angela, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She was dealing with her own insecurities, you know, and that's what was reflected in the relationship. And I thought that he did really well with touching on each aspect, you know, for each couple. I thought it was pretty good.
I think you're right. That the only thing that I had a pet peeve was the whole clicheness of saying, "Oh, why did I get married? Why did I get married too?" Okay. You know, that was my only thing, but it was an all around, you know, excellent movie. We got another caller. That was Fatima right there, live from New York, New York. Shout out to Brooklyn. 773, is this DJ Medi already?
Of course it is. What's up?
Greetings. You know, I have to ask you this aspect because let everybody know, how long have you been married and stuff? How long have you been married, happily married? Let everybody know that.
It will be 11 years on June the 19th.
Wow. Wow. 11 years. That's what it is. And you know, every time, this is like my brother from another mother, Coast to Coast DJ, and, I mean, the relationship he has with his wife is almost like, they're like brother and sister, best friends. They're like, if you even look at them, they favor each other and stuff, and they have an excellent relationship. Now, did you get a chance to watch the movie by chance?
Oh yeah, we did the whole date night thing with me and my friends and all our couples. We did the whole date night thing. It was like five couples with us. We all went. We had discussion afterwards. We did it real big on that day. So.
How did you feel about the movie? Two, what did you get from it?
I thought the movie was very well, you know, presented as far as the different couples and the different issues. But the overall thing that I got from the movie, from all four couples, is that people just need to be real and communicate better, because usually all that stuff gets twisted in these relationships when the communication starts to fall short and people just start assuming things and acting on stuff that may not necessarily be the case.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that in each couple. You saw when it all boiled down to it, you saw it in each couple, that there was some type of issue, that somebody wasn't saying something to somebody. People were just, you know, doing things and being this way, and you know, and get, you know, you ain't wondering about nothing if it's already out there. So, you know, man, just put it out there and deal with it later. Because, you know, some people don't like to hear the truth. And that's what they need. Me and my wife, what sustained us for so long. We, no matter how ugly it is, we tell each other the truth.
Well, this is the thing that I have to ask you, and callers, since we do have somebody that's been married for 11 years and still married, if you guys have a question for them, call in at 347-826-7722. Since you've been married for so long, the question is, what is the key to a long-lasting and happy marriage?
Well, this is first. And your foundation has to be right. You have to know what you're doing it for. You got to know, I hate to sound sappy and, you know, storybookish, but your love has to really be the foundation of what you do, because people get married for so many different little stupid reasons. Or they'll go, they had a child together. Okay, we need to get married. But y'all don't know each other. And then a few years down the line, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, I don't like you. I mean, a little incident happened, and now y'all decided to make things legal, and now y'all stuck, and now y'all in the house where it's War of the Roses and things. You have to know what your relationship is sitting on. What are you? A strong foundation is important, because that's what sustains my relationship. I mean, I've been with my wife for almost 15 years.
Wow.
Besides being married at 11.
Wow.
But our foundation, like, you know, I tell people that we'd have it, the way we interact with each other is hasn't changed in 15 years. We still pretty much, we still,
15,
you know.
15 years, man, whatever y'all doing, y'all really need to bottle that up and give that to some of these people getting divorced the next day, man. Seriously.
Yep. And mind you, we done been through changes. I met my wife when I was in school.
And I was, you know, I was single doing the man thing, messing with a whole bunch of women, blah, blah, blah. I was doing that. But, you know, some people don't have a clue what they're looking for or what that, you know, they don't have a clue what they're looking for or the significant other. They just think, you know, they let outside things determine about who they should be with or, you know, let other people tell you what's good for you and no. Your life experiences are supposed to tell you what's good for you. You know, you get, I was fortunate enough to grow up over my parents. You know, I had my father in my life, and I saw how my father treated my mom. You know, my parents were still married 30-some plus years. So that was my example. And I just, you know, and I took the things from my parents and the people in my life, you know, people in my family in my life that, you know, had sustained marriages, and I took that and I formed my own, okay, this is what I want and this is what I don't want.
Mm.
And, yeah, and when I was younger and I, you know, and when I was 21 years old and I met my wife, it was a certain thing I was looking for, and I wasn't settling for anything less. See, a lot of people settle. A lot of people just, there's people that's been, they got in a relationship, they've been together so long, they ain't really compatible, but they just been together so long, and they just, you know, okay, we've been together this long, we might as well do it, blah, 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 blah. And later on, that's how you hear about 15, 20 years down the line, all of a sudden, the kids are grown, they're divorced. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean.
And I'm sorry to cut you off. If you're just joining us right now on Lush Radio Online, earlier we had Miss Tashina Arnold, also known as Pam from Martin, and also the mother on Everybody Hates Chris. And a wonderful young lady. She was on our show just a few earlier. And right now we're talking about, we talked a little bit about business, and right now we're talking about the movie since we're dealing with Hollywood at the moment. We were talking about the movie, Tyler Perry's movie, Why Did I Get Married 2? If you have watched the movie, we want to know your aspects on it, your viewpoint on it. What did you get from it? Did you like it? Call in at 347-826-7722. And we had DJ Medi already. He's been married for 11 years. So he's given his points and aspects on, you know, a successful marriage. I got a caller from the 774. You're live on Lush Radio Online. State your name and where you're calling from. Peace.
Lush,
774, you there?
Yo, what's up? It's Amish.
What's up, Amish? Peace. What's up with you, Amish?
Chilling. I got the little email blast. I said, let me log on here, my girl, see what she up to.
That's what's up, man. We had Tashina on earlier. You missed her, but right now, did you by chance get a chance to, just to let everybody know, Amish is a wonderful independent artist, great coming out of the Boston area, and he has some wonderful impacting music for the people and stuff, so definitely a great dude. Amish, did you get a chance to listen or actually view the movie, Why Did I Get Married 2, by chance?
No, I saw the first one, but I didn't see the second one.
Okay, cool. But we're just talking about, you know, marriage. Have you ever been engaged or ever thought about getting married in any sense or point?
Nah, you know what's funny? I was listening to the homie talk, pardon me, I didn't catch his name, when he was talking about settling. And I think that's one of the major things people do is that it's funny because a lot of my friends, you know, early off, they start off saying this is the type of woman they want, and the type of woman they end up with is nowhere near the type of woman they describe that they want. You know, and I definitely think a lot of times people settle. I'm just not one of those people.
Okay, that's what it is, man. I think this is. Let me ask you this question as a man: is it sometimes for men a thing of conquering? Sometimes to feel like basically I want to go ahead and christen this so nobody else can have this. Sometimes, how do you feel?
Oh, you mean they lock it down so that nobody else can have this particular woman?
Yes.
I know men to do that. Me, I'm not that type. I've always been definitely more of a laid-back approach. I'm more of like I get to know a girl and we could vibe on the intellectual and friendship level and then we could take a step on. I'm never concerned with what a girl does. She can go and do whatever she want to do. I'm always by everybody just being cool.
That's what it is, and you heard that from Amish. Ebony, what's your aspects on it, Eb?
When relationships and structures of it and being friends first before you get into a relationship so you know who you're dealing with to see if you guys are compatible on all different levels. Business-wise, too, because you might have somebody that's a go-getter, you know, and is always trying to achieve certain goals, and then you have somebody that's lazy. That's going to cause conflict, too. So basically, you need to be compatible in more than just one area. You have to have likenesses as well as respect each other. Relationships are built on compromise. You know how to compromise as well. Are you the person that always likes to get your way? It's a give and take thing. You can't just be on the receiving end all the time.
Well, that's the truest thing you ever said, girl. Ow, cold-blooded. For real. And I'm going to open up the line for Chop. What's your aspect on it, Chop?
My aspect on it is basically, you basically, a lot of people lost the art of courting people. They don't really learn who they're dealing with. You understand? You sit there and figure that you're dealing with somebody and forget that you're meeting their representative. And like the sister said, man, you don't really be compatible. Maybe it means you're just compatible downstairs. A lot of people don't know how to leave a hotel, you know, in the hotel. They bring the hotel to the altar. And that really on the line.
Wow, that was real, man.
Understand? It messes you up down the line because then you wake up and you connected to this person that you don't even know. You only know they sex. And that's basically what a lot of people have been doing, why the divorce rate is so high, because they meet this hot guy, this hot girl, and rather than them sit down and learn who each other are and build from that point, so that could be down the line, like your man said, the DJ, you understand, down the line, y'all still acting the same way, it's still the same way. It don't be like that. You like, God damn, how can I get my heart off of this monster, you know? And that really breaks down a lot of relationships, and people don't get married anymore. They get married to look good. They don't get married to make families, you understand, and build from that standpoint is, oh, my husband does this, or my wife does this, or she has this, and she has that. Not basically what's based in, you know, it's not based on the personal side, the personal connection. Also a spiritual and a mental connection. People don't do that anymore. Everything is what you have and what I don't have. You know, it really turned to monetary. Marriage is a business partnership at the same time as a family one, but people got to focus more on the simple aspects, man, like that connection of knowing who you're dealing with and not waking up and being like, who the fuck am I around? Pardon my language.
Wow. That was deep. DJ Medi already, do you want to touch bases on the statements that they met and then I'm going to bring in Guru?
All right. Yeah, you know, that whole courtship thing and getting to know each other, period, that was the very thing that set the foundation of my marriage, because me and my wife, when we first started communicating for the first night, where I was like, wow, the first initial time we talked, we had so much in common the first initial time we talked. I mean, I was in the restaurant the next day, and my people were like, dude, if I get her, I'm done. All the rest of them chicks are gone. There's no more of that crazy shit no more. Because after that, we stayed on the phone. You know, just like I said, I hate to sound sappy and cliche, but we would be on the phone for 8 or 9 hours a day.
Mm.
And just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And never get tired of each other. We would be from 5 in the afternoon after I get out of class until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. We're still on the phone.
Yeah.
Wow. That's real right there,
that's
man. That's some real stuff right there. I want to get another female's aspect. I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to bring Fatima on in a second. Guru, what's your aspect on what everybody touched on?
Yeah, definitely. Can you hear me, Lush?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear, babe.
I just want to say, for those listening, I like what Chop just said. It shouldn't be about the look. What I do want to say that is marriage is not corny. And like, all the shit that you lie about getting the girls in the beginning and bring it to your man, all of that's corny. But when you marry somebody and you got to stay in a relationship, a marriage, it's not corny. Because everything that you do from there on turns into the business partnership and everything all that. So everything before then that you're not married and you ain't stripped down and, like, pull out the honesty with your spouse, all of that is corny, like, if you don't do it right. But if you get into it and it's a lie, it ain't going to never work. It's not going to last. Like,
it's the truth. Never lied about that one, Guru. For real, that's the truth. If you get into something and it's a lie, it will never work. Never. Never. Ever, ever, ever. Ever.
Yeah, definitely.
I had to emphasize that because I dealt with a relationship. Like, I've been married before and divorced. So, you know, when people lie and they live in lie, you know, it will never, ever, ever work. I'm going to go ahead and bring in Fatima. Fatima, you want to touch bases on what we're discussing on relationships and marriage? Fatima, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Did you want to touch bases on what we were discussing?
I believe, like, if you want to be in a relationship with somebody, if you want to marry somebody, I don't think you should marry before love. This is my opinion. The reason why I say I don't think you should marry for love, because love goes in and out, and it comes in circles. You know, that shouldn't just be the basis. I think when you get married, or even if you try to, like, build something with someone, whether it be a relationship or marriage to the end, I think that it's because you want to be in a relationship, because that's what's going to keep you guys going. It's not the fact that, oh, I love you, I'm going to take X, Y, and Z. No, it's like, okay, I want to be attached to you because I want to do this, this, and that. It's not just about feelings. And I think a lot of times people really get mixed up with that, and they just put love as the forefront, but that shouldn't be the forefront. Because love, you can love somebody one day and fall out of love with them the next day. Then what do you have, you know? That's just my opinion. And as far as one of your other guests was speaking about being laid back and, you know, it's good to be friends first. I mean, Bibi has done that too. I think ultimately it's about honesty too, like, period. Like, that's it, clear cut. If you being honest and you communicate with the person, everything will be smooth. I'm not saying you're not going to have any issues, but it won't be as hard. But once you take out that honesty and communication, you could be friends all you want, and you could find out 20 years later that person wasn't who they say they were. I mean, it happens. That's all I got to say about it. Because, you know, relationship thing ain't, you know, really my thing real quick.
Real talk. And that's like, you know, you got people living two lives, you know, living two lives. And a lot of us bring emotional baggage into relationships that we haven't never dealt with, and we haven't put cease to them, and we drag it into relationships, and we expect for the next person that you're dealing with to take on this garbage and deal with it. But it's unfair. If you don't feel like you're complete with yourself, don't even take the chance of even saying or accepting a ring or a marriage. And we have to think about the different aspects, people. Why do people get married? Some people get married because of, one, financial stability. We already know that we got some military people that, you know, some of them might be homosexual, whether they're lesbian or whether they're gay men. They might get married to another young lady, and the fact of they're not really living together, but they're able to get that BAH, you know. Or if not that, you know, you have a young lady, she's either an accountant or she's, you know, doing well. She's a doctor or lawyer, and hey, I'm going to marry her because she has a great job. So sometimes people get married because of the fact of financial stability. Two, people get married, oh, I got her pregnant, so the right thing to do, and the family's getting on my nerves, and everybody's bothering me about it, so I'm going to go ahead and get married to her because it's the right thing to do. But really, I don't even know who she is, you know? And then we have other situations for status quo. You already know the whole situation with your man Tiger. Hey, who's to say? Maybe he did marry her because he loved her. But at the end of the day, they signed a prenup, and she was a nanny. America loved the whole situation. But really, your man Tiger turns out to be a freak. So, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, status quo, you know, and then some of us, you know, you have the bridezillas, the whole fairy tale wedding, you know, we're bred and trained that we must, you know, after we get to a certain point, we need to get married and stuff like that. So the whole fairy tale wedding, you know, and, you know, or, you know, some people actually feel like they're forced. You know, maybe the guy got into the relationship because he thought that was his new come up. And, you know, he didn't plan on marrying her, but he's been with her for kind of a bit. And he's like, you know, she keeps pressing me out. Let me go ahead and get it done and over with. And things totally switch and change. Or some men or some women, oh, I'm going to change him. I'm going to change her. As soon as we get married, man, she's going to do everything that I want her to do, or he's going to do everything I want him to do. You can't change somebody that does not want to be changed. You understand? So that's the situation that we deal with. These are the different aspects why people get married. But this is the last question, you know, as we wrap it up and everything. And, you know, the last thing is, guys, I'm throwing this out there to everybody. What is the difference between getting married and shacking up? If you shack for like 20 or 30 years or like 12 years or 11 years and you shacked up, the guy's doing everything that he could as a husband and you're doing everything that you're supposed to and you have kids with the person and everybody's well, does society put an emphasis on it, or is it a spirituality thing? Is it any difference? What's between shacking up and getting married? And that's the question I pose to you guys. What's the thing that I really, really, really want to ask you guys? Ebony, what do you think about it? What's the difference? Shacking up and marriage, which one? Or does it make a difference?
I'm thinking, I mean, it just depends on what your values and your morals are. You know, the reasons why you guys are shacking up and the reasons why you guys are getting married. Are you trying to, I mean, sometimes people get comfortable once you shack up. It's just like, okay, I've bought the milk and I got the cow and the milk, so why go the extra mile? You know, sometimes, you know, there's different reasons why people do different things. I, for instance, am not shacking up with anyone. So that's my take on it, you know, just because of the fact that I do have, you know, girls and they need, well, you know, I was married as well, but when you have to set standards for your little ones, you know what I'm saying? And I've seen different things with, you know, growing up and seeing people, you know, some of my older friends doing certain things that I would never approve of. So, and in my opinion, shacking up is definitely out of the question. And, you know, let you have your own place and I have my own place and we'll be good.
Okay,
you
cool.
Know, That's
honesty. And that's true. I'm going to go ahead and ask Amish. What's your take on it? Shacking up versus marriage.
You know what's funny? And I was just listening to the talk, and I hear what the lady was just saying right before me. I think that the emphasis is always placed on the wrong thing. The emphasis should be placed on commitment. A lot of times people place the emphasis on marriage. So you get married, you're not committed to this person, married people cheat a lot more than some of us know or we may not know. You know what I mean? They cheat because the emphasis on marriage instead of commitment. So I think a lot of times we shouldn't be so concerned as to label it as shacking up or what we're doing and more or less pretty much emphasize and place our significance on the things that should be the most significant, like commitment. Commit to this person. So if it so happens that you know, and shacking up is just the label we want to put on it, but you're living with this person, you're committed to this person, and it works, then hey, it works. But you don't want to ever just get married for the sake of getting married. You know what I'm saying?
That's real talk right there. Now, let me go to the chat room / Skype. Genius One actually stated, he said that life and relationships is all about what you're willing to sacrifice and compromise for, what you really want. It only works if successfully when both parties share and work together for the same common goal. If they don't share that, then they're working against each other and it won't work. And that comes from Genius One in the chat room. That's definitely a true point right there. I'm going to go ahead and ask DJ Medi already. DJ Medi already, I mean, you're married and stuff, but, you know, society puts a lot of emphasis on the whole marriage thing. Shacking up versus marriage.
Okay. When me and Tamika first got together, we shacked up after a year into our relationship. You know, I went home from school. When I came back, and I got my little dorm room by myself. I wasn't having a roommate anymore. Tamika pretty much moved in. Brought her clothes from all my house and put all her stuff in my dorm room, and that's how we've been ever since. But all I knew shacking up was for another aspect to know how we would be as far as living together and handling business together as a unit.
Mm-hmm.
And once I figured that out, that we could live together peacefully and not have any too much going on that we didn't have in common, it was sealed the deal for me. I wouldn't drop a ring, you know.
Wow.
Two years after that, I bought the ring and proposed in front of my mama. So.
Wow. That's real. So I think in the aspect and what she stated, you know, sometimes I think, like, you know, if you don't so-called shack up, how are you supposed to know what you're going to deal with this person? You've never lived with them. So if you don't live with them, you're like, oh, well, all of a sudden, you know, oh, he picks his nose or he farts too much and he does this.
Yep.
Or, you know, he's just really uncleansy. You know, he might have been putting up, like AK Chop said, we meet that representative. But when you actually live with somebody, you get to know the ins and outs. Am I going to be really able to deal with this person? You know, so I think it's a learning experience. And if you're able to deal with that on a shacking up point and you're ready to move on forward, then, hey, you know. And if you feel like, you know, you want to continue shacking up and you don't want to get married, hey, to each his own. I don't knock anybody, but it's to each his own. If it's working for you and they're doing everything and you're making you happy, hey, and they're staying committed, I have nothing to say about it. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Guru. Guru, shacking up versus marriage.
Yeah, I really don't want to get too deep, but I'm glad I like what everybody commented on. I really got to answer this question like my daughter's listening. You know why? Because we can't help the people that's already involved with three baby daddies or a dude that got four baby mamas. You know why? Because at the end of the day, he wouldn't be able to live with all of them if he decided to get married. We're going to have a whole lot of drama, and she's going to have a whole lot of drama likewise. So the only people we can help from here is the people that are getting counseled into relationships, counseled about college, counseled about community service. So I'm going to answer the question and say, getting married should be looked into with due diligence, like what is marriage? Answer that question first. So you look into every part of what marriage means, and we got to start with before they get married with the children, because I can't help none of y'all listeners that got five baby mamas right now. You know what it is? It is what it is. I ain't here for that. I'm basically trying to help the youth answering this question. So if you into your higher power religion, go at it. Like, to learn what that marriage means, like, involve yourself in the sacredness, like, period. Like, it is sacred, man, like, for real. Like, it's not a game when you get married. It's not a game, word. I don't think the shacking up to even come into it, man. I mean, really, I mean, people, like, when you get married, it's over. It shouldn't be, you shouldn't be thinking about shacking up no more after you get married. Word. And that happens every day. People leave out of a marriage and shack up the next day instead of go living by themselves. That's whack.
That's called
wow.
Shack up the next day. What is that?
They don't know how to be alone. Sometimes people don't know how to be alone, and they need the presence of another person in their life.
Deep. This is getting deep right here, man.
You've got to be able to be comfortable with yourself.
Definitely, definitely. Tima, shacking up versus marriage. Tima.
You.
Yeah, hello?
Tima, marriage versus shacking up.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't think I have a comment on that one.
It's getting heavy in here. It's heavy right now. We heavy. You always turned up, Lush.
Oh, we turned up. Tima, like, you know, shacking up versus marriage. Like, for all of you guys listening, do you feel like, Do you guys look upon it like it's so wrong to shack up? If you feel like the person that they're dealing with, they're basically committed to each other, and they see no one else, but they just don't feel like doing the full fledged thing, going and getting the paperwork. Is it wrong for them to shack up, people?
I just think everybody should just do what they want to do.
How about that?
At the end of the day, like, I feel like it really don't matter. Like, if it works, it works. Like, my homie Oprah, she's not my homie, but I'm saying, like, she don't got married to the dude, you know what I mean? And it was working for them. It wasn't nothing broke. Why try to fix it, you know? I guess it just depends on each individual. But if that's all I'm
going to
say. That's what I'm
going to
say right there.
Hold on. Because I don't know what the situation was. It with dude or Gail. But I don't know. But that's a whole nother story.
That's all I can do what they want to do. That's it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all good. Like I said, how do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like it's wrong or just, you know, people just do whatever makes them feel good? Amish, you there?
Yup. You said, this is what it is about, like, in life. And I think she put it real plain and simple. People do what you want. And it's like, there's no rules to relationship. You know what I'm saying? There's no rules that guide every relationship. But what it is those two people come together and they make up their own rules. You see what I'm saying? Or they make up what works for the both of them. So if you're a person who can shack up, you find somebody who has that same kind of outlook and that same kind of view, and now you guys will both be happy. But you shouldn't find somebody who doesn't believe in shacking up, and you feel, and then just like you said earlier, trying to change them. Like, well, okay, they may not believe in that, but let me see if I can change them. So it's definitely finding somebody who views things the same way as you do, and then y'all coming together and making the rules that suit and fit your relationship.
That's real talk right there. Shout out to Trav Lyrics, your boy Black Ice. And Hellraiser into ENT in the chat room, and you know all the people that are listening, man. This is some real deep stuff out here, man, that we talking about. People is giving they point of views out here, man. This is some real stuff right here, man. We got a new caller from the 478. We were talking about marriage and you know, why did I get married too? Did you get a chance to watch that movie? Where are you calling from and your name, baby? What's good, fam? How you doing?
Everything is all right. Yeah, I watched the movie. You know, my wife and I thought the movie was corny, and we thought it was a waste of time watching the movie. Not that it wasn't a good movie. It was just, you know, we couldn't relate to it.
That's what it is. That's honest opinions right there. What you know, what do you feel? I mean, how long have you guys been married for?
I got two ways of putting it. I've been with my wife for 20 years. I'm 38 years old. We met in high school. We've been married since 2002, like that. So we were shacking up for, you know, do the math, 89 to 02.
Wow.
Who defined shacking up?
Mm-hmm.
What changed when we got married? And who said that we could get married? And why did we have to go get some paper? Did we get married in a church? No. What did we do? We paid $80, went down to City Hall, and had her brother-in-law become a preacher for a day. You feel me?
Wow.
So, what is marriage? Who said it? I think it's on some, you know, to make money, global white supremacy, white man say you married now, shit.
Wow.
Wow.
That was all. This some real deep thought right here. This some real deep thought. We talking about marriage, man. So what do you feel is your keys to success when it comes to marriage?
I mean, at the end of the day, Lush, we fit. You feel me?
Mhm.
I'm the CEO. She the CFO. You feel me? I got I got the ideas and she got the funding. She with it. It's all right. And I don't take advantage of my role.
That's what's up. Well, you know, as long as it fits, man, I guess that's what really matters, you know. And you guys are balanced out, you know. And it's you know, not too much is leaning on one side. And as long as everybody stays in their lane, you know. For some, you know, some people see marriage as a business. I feel like it's kind of a business in a sense because you have to be able, can I build with this person to make an empire? You know, can this person understand me from where I'm coming from? Can this person understand my ins and my outs? Like, it's really, and it's a big thing when it comes to communication because miscommunications can lead to a lot of chaos, for real.
Yeah, it do lead to a lot of chaos, but the idea is can you communicate to figure out the answer to the miscommunication? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's definitely the truth, man. Trav, that's what it is, man. I appreciate you for coming through, man. This my boy YBBI from the YBBI show, man. Throw that information out there, man, so they can check out the show, man. The West Coast in the building. What's up, man? Tell them what's going on, man. Put that website and everything out there.
It is what it is. I called to talk about the marriage, but. We do a show called the YBBI Show on 187 Radio. It's in basically from Richmond, Cali to Paris, France every Wednesday. We've been doing it for 2 years. Go to trablyrics.com, TRAVLYRICS.com, or you can go to 187radio.com. But if you go to 187 Radio, you got to speak French because the whole website is in French. But basically, it's a whole lot of people around the world that dig West Coast music, you know, that Roger Troutman, Dr. Dre, E-40, myself, and we do a radio show. But everybody can just go to trablyrics.com or Google your boy Black Ice, YABOYBLACKICE. All kind of shit will pop up, Japanese shit.
He's a cool dude. I love him. I know you called to talk about the topic, but you know I had to let you get your shine on. You know what I'm saying?
Say one more thing about the movie though. The thing that I could really touch with that movie is the dude, because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't balling, and I can't stand for people to try to make you belittle you because you ain't got no money. You feel me? It's not about money. It's really not. A lot of people say, you know, you need money to live, but it all depends on who you talk to. If you talk to a dude that, you know, live on the beach, he got his little hut, and he go sell vegetables on a daily basis, and then he come back and walk to the beach, and that's his life, he ain't tripping off of money. You know what I mean? So that dude, when he said, man, I'm looking for a job, it's not my situation, you know, I'm a man, I moved down here to Atlanta. Now, I can understand that, you know what I mean? And then you got this sucker over here trying to make him feel like a little boy because he ain't making no money. Well, his wife say he got him. It's his job to trust his wife. We got this. It's going to be all right, you know what I mean? So that's the part I can feel because, again, money, some more of that global white supremacy, who make the money shit. You know what I mean? If you got chickens and I got pigs, together we got bacon and eggs. You feel me?
That's real talk. Shout out to that bartering system out there, man, if you know how to make it work, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? And and that's real talk, man. We touching on this is a real topic because, you know, we face this every day. And then the other issue is when it comes to this economy, how do marriages survive? Because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, at one time you could survive off of two incomes. Now it's basically you feel like you have to work extra. So how do you feel the marriages are surviving? And, you know, when a man or a woman makes more than a man, are there insecurities? Let's talk about that. How do you feel? Or as a man, how do you think of, how do you feel about a woman making more than you? DJ Meddy already. DJ Meddy already.
It doesn't bother me at all.
He said, go ahead and make that money.
It doesn't bother me at all. I mean, because at one point in time, I was making more than her. You know, we switched. When we,
okay.
were in school and I was doing a car factory thing, I was making more money than she was. And then we moved back to Chicago, she got the government job, now she's making more money than me. I mean, but we still, you know, it was no big deal. We still put all the money together and fill our refrigerator up and do what we do.
Man,
yeah,
I'm going to tell you
no,
real talk. Like him and his wife, Tamika, like, I mean, they have, like, the best marriage I've ever seen in my life, and I've been married before, and I wish, and I think most people wish they could have a best friend and a wife or a husband,
right.
And I'm talking about these people, like, even he's a DJ, right, and we all know, because majority of us deal in the industry, we all know how much is a strain on a marriage or just, you know, relationships in general, because you're so into your dream of, you know, your music industry or whatever dream you have, and that other person might be like, well, they ain't making no money right now. You know what I'm saying? We need to put money on the table. We need to put food on the table. They ain't making money right now, but baby, believe in me, baby. Believe in me, baby. You know, we going to do it. And some people can't deal with that, and that causes a financial burden and it causes problems. But with Tamika and DJ Meddy already, I mean, she actually encourages him to DJ. She could be upstairs and he could be downstairs DJing, and they no arguments or nothing. They'll call each other on the phone. Hey, I'm here. I need to holler at you, you know, whatever. And it's excellent, man. Like, who wouldn't want a relationship like that, man? Like a marriage, like that's crazy right there, y'all. Seriously. Like
That's communication.
Yeah, man. I mean,
that's
I think he has the best marriage ever. He has the
Respect.
Best marriage ever.
Respect.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He ain't trying to change him, and apparently he ain't trying to change her.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Accept each other for who they are.
That's two people that are working together. You know, when you got somebody that ain't looking to pull their weight, you know, you're going to have a problem. You know, just say, look at it like this. He's making the money, and all he want to do is sit in the house and play PlayStation and smoke blunts. You know? No, cuz, you got to wash the dishes.
Clean, do some laundry.
And
I'm saying, you know,
a little role reversal will save the marriage. You better roll your ass over, reverse that shit, get it in. You better go in, fella. Better go in, dude. Go in, dude.
Can you imagine me?
I like that.
Imagine me dropping my wife off to the work and not taking the kids to school. You know what I'm saying? School is on the route. You mean, no, that's sucker shit. I ain't doing that. That's for some gay dude. No, man. Come on, cuz.
That's that mentality.
Play your position. Do what you gotta do.
And that's it. That's real talk, man. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a man going in the kitchen, washing them dishes, man. You know, especially when a woman been hard at work. You know, wash them dishes. You know, do that laundry, man. Cause you know, at the end of the day, I'm tired coming from work. You know what I'm saying? You know, and
The government ain't kicking me out of my house talking about, look, we can get your wife we can do better for your wife than you can.
Yeah, you know look. That's the truth. Take care of the responsibilities and do what you got to do, man. And stay in your lane. Do what you got to do, man. My man Genius once said that it should never be measured by money. It should be about working towards the same common goal, making all the needed sacrifices and compromises to achieve what they want out of life. That's what he stated. You know, so this some real talk right here, man. Y'all got deep on me tonight, man. Dang. You know what I'm saying? I got deep when it came to marriage and relationships, man. You know what I'm saying? On a Tuesday, we might have to throw Turn Tuesdays into relationship night, man. For real.
Yeah, we're going to get some sponsors now. All your little dating websites, your little dating-ass websites, log on to Lush Radio, and then let us sponsor y'all. The game ain't changed. We here. Entrepreneurs night and business night. Relationship night. Stop playing. Sponsors. Yo, the Retweet Squad will handle your little dating website. As long as it ain't no heavy porno, crappy old, you know, we ain't doing it like that. We ain't thirsty like that. Yeah, you got some little hot little dating websites, you little webmasters.
Hey, yo, go, you crazy as hell, man.
You gotta call up, man. Call this show. Call the show tonight before
let's sign off. For real. You know, and like I said, man, you know, we've gone into an evolution of dating, an evolution of marriage, and you know, the same aspects and the things we looked for before are totally different. Some people still share the old fashioned way and some people share the new way. Whatever you get involved with, make sure you know yourself. And you know what you want and what you want to deal with. Never settle for less. Always put yourself first. And make sure that you never lose yourself in a relationship and forget who you are. Because sometimes we find ourselves doing that in relationships and situations. And sometimes we neglect ourselves. And please, 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 people, God, that higher power always sends us warning signs. Even though we're so in love, take heed to your gut feeling. If he feels wrong or she feels wrong, take heed to it because that might prevent you from a lifelong life of misery, honestly. So please, 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 please take heed to your gut sense. And sometimes when your mama or your daddy say, man, that girl ain't right for you, baby, sometimes she might be right. For real, seriously. So take heed to that, man. And I'm going to go ahead and we're going to close it out with the final thoughts on relationships. And I want you guys to drop some jewels on the people before we sign off. And I want people to keep this in thought, man. No matter what you do, keep God first and stay true to yourself, like I said. And God loves you no matter what. And if nobody told you they love you today, we love you on Lush Radio Online. Ebony, your final thoughts on relationships and just, you know, the whole entire show in general?
Basically, I would just say know yourself first. Know yourself first and find out what your worth is and know what you have to offer because you can't expect something for nothing.
That's the truth. And what was your aspect on the whole all-around show today?
It was a very good show. Starting off with Tatiana Arnold, you know, she came and dropped her jewels. We very much appreciate that. And also, you know, viewing the Why Did I Get Married 2 movie. I mean, a lot of it, you know, is relative to what's going on in the here and now. You know, everyone has different problems in their relationship. And it's not about the problems that you have in your relationship. It's about how you handle the problems in your relationship, you know.
That's
how you weather the storm. How are you going to get through the sad days, the bad days, you know? Like one of the callers said about, you know, don't marry just for love. In some aspect, that I agree with that. Not just because you can fall out of love, but just because you have to have more of a foundation of the reason of why you love this person. You know what I'm saying? Some people have artificial reasons of why they love someone. You know, sometimes you can be in lust and think it's love. You know, so basically, you know, if you know yourself first and you know what your worth is, then you have more to offer to someone else. Those are my final thoughts.
That's some real talk right there from the beautiful Ebony representing the California area. Guru representing the Jersey area, man. What's your final thoughts?
Yeah, my final thoughts is exactly what Ebony said, a little bit to the, my own spin on it is you got to help yourself, then love yourself, you know, because you can't get into no marriage. And you can't go look up for to get into marriage to get help. You get, like, go ahead and get your business together, bring something to the table. Like, you know, in all aspects of business should be approached, like, the approach should be formal. And, like I said, man, the whole thing about marriage is you don't have to go look up the word shacking up. But you shouldn't go look up the word marriage since we was on that topic tonight. You should get involved with it if that's your next step in life. Ask yourself why, then go forward with that due diligence like I spoke about. I'm going to keep touching on that every now and then with our show. That due diligence means that you're doing your research about what you're about to get into, man. I ain't playing with you people on this little Twitter thing. Like, I mean, I really want to support the show. Y'all can support Lush Radio online. Just Gmail FutureGuru100@gmail.com and tell us what you need for your business. And, you know, we ain't going to help you with marriage. We helping y'all with marriage tonight. That's it. That's all y'all get. We ain't coming to your house to be marriage counselors, man. Just get your pen and your pad. We can help y'all, man. We love y'all, man.
That's what it is. And I'm going to let my man, Trav Lyrics, Cali representing the Cali area, your final thoughts?
That's already married, I say trust yourself, you know, trust your mate, play your position, but a man don't have to wear a dress in order to be successful like that. And that's for role, switching roles, and Tyler Perry.
That's real talk right there. Tima, your final thoughts?
I enjoyed this show today. Keep up the good work. And I guess on the whole relationship thing, I would say people got to learn to be happy with themselves. You know, show yourself, be happy. Just be happy. Once you're happy by yourself, coming in contact with somebody else won't be that hard. That's it.
That was some good stuff right there. That was some good stuff. Amish, final thoughts?
I think most, you know, importantly, you got to be honest with yourself. And then once you're honest with yourself, in turn, you can be honest with the person you're dealing with. And it's always a lot easier to communicate and make things work if you know exactly what you're dealing with. You know, never put your representative before who you really are.
That's what it is. And Amish, before we get out, can you put out your Twitter and your information and everything for everybody too?
Oh, okay, definitely. Anything with me, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, you can always put / Amish, AMIYJ. And that's MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, / Amish, AMIYJ. And you can check out all my music and everything. I got it up there.
That's what it is. Definitely support him. He's definitely, you know, a good dude. Definitely, a Lush Radio family. Definitely support him. And my boy, DJ Ready, already 11 years in going, man. Go ahead and tell us your final thoughts, babe.
Well, my final thoughts are basically, you know, everybody's relationship. Just make communication and compromise your main focus. Because everything else falls in the line with that. Because if you don't got those two things in your relationship ain't right, you really ain't got nothing to stand on. And always remain the individual within your union. Be a couple, but be you too. And that's all I got to say.
Well, Genius One had a final thought. And I don't know how many people, I'm kind of a anime guru, like an anime head, and I don't know if you guys watch this show called Full Metal Alchemist, right? And as he says, the first rule of alchemy states is that in order to gain something in life, you have to give or sacrifice something to of the equal value. And those are his last words. And he said, salam, to everybody. And that's definitely a real thing. You have to be able, are you willing to sacrifice? Are you willing to give of yourself? Are you willing to compromise? Are you willing to be understanding? And are you ready to be honest with yourself and that individual? That's the question. A lot of us hide behind shadows. A lot of us hide behind masks and give that representative. And some of us are scared of being honest. And some of us are scared of the truth. Remember to be honest to yourself. Remember to love one another. Remember to trust your significant other. In order for you to gain trust, you must first give trust. And sometimes the fact that we're insecure is because we're not living right with ourselves. Understand yourself and know yourself and keep God first. And always, 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 always stay true to your gut feeling and true to your heart. Never succumb or force yourself to be into a situation because of circumstances or because you feel like this is at your best interest. Do it because this is what you truly and really want. And stay true to it and be honest. And that's what I have to say on Lush Radio Online. And this was an excellent show. We had the beautiful and talented Miss Tashina Arnold. And we talked about some business aspects. We talked about the movie Why Did I Get Married 2. We talked about relationships and marriage. We had a wonderful guest on the show. And the show was excellent today. It got deep, real deep, you know. And I implore everybody to blog this show, reflect on it. Hopefully you got some knowledge or some jewels. And, you know, respect yourself and know that, you know, whatever doesn't break you makes you stronger. You know, life throws you a curveball. Remember, you're in charge of the direction it goes. And I love you. If nobody ever told you they love you or no one told you they love you today, Lush Radio Online loves you. We all love you. Isn't that right, Ebony and Guru and all of my callers and listeners?
Online. We love
you
y'all online and offline.
Te amo.
We love, online and offline, because I'm in the streets. I love y'all offline and online, whatever. I love.
Definitely, definitely. And salute to my sister, Mia X, and Randy. I play this song, and we're out of here. Lush Radio Online, man. Stay tuned. Keep it locked. www.lushradioonline.com. Log on, add yourself as a member, and stay updated with what's going on with us. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online, at Future Guru 100, at Ebenisha, at Cookie. K-Star Beauty, that's her new name now.
I like Cookie.
And at Colombian Princess. Stop hitting me up about interviews because that's all Cookie. So hit a Cookie Lush Radio at Gmail, and she'll set you up, and she'll give you details about that. But you have to have your stuff together because we don't play that nonsense. If you want to do the Hot or Not, Google 100 or E-State Consulting at Yahoo. Hit one of them up or follow them on Twitter. Shout out to
Lush Girls International.
Yeah, Lush Girls International, make sure you follow that. If you're a female and you're into modeling and you feel like you basically love Lush Radio and you support everything that we stand for and you want to be a promo model and we have different aspects for you, follow that. And also,
Can I give them that Twitter real quick?
Go ahead and give them that Twitter out there, Lush Girls.
Yeah, because I'm running that Twitter for Lush, period. So get at me.
and I got the email information on that Twitter page, which is LUSHGIRLSINTL. And that's Lush Girls International for all you fine, fine, fine ladies.
Okay, Guru.
I know what it is. Just get at me and Lush for this information and this model and promotion opportunity only. We're about our business. You can scout and talent and get money with us. Thank you.
That's what it is. Lush Radio Online, we don't do it for ourselves. We do it for the people. We're here to educate and entertain the people of all diverse communities. And we hope that you take some of this knowledge and pay it in forward and spread the knowledge on to the next person that doesn't know. So that's what we do on Lush Radio Online, and we salute you and we love you. Real quick, we have this one person calling in. I'm going to let them get a quick shine, and we're off because I have to end the show off. But real quick, caller from the 770 out of the ATL. What's up?
Nothing. What's going on, Lush?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Kim.
What's up, Kim?
Oh, my God. Is this Kim Willie?
Is this Hope? No.
Oh.
Shut up, Kim.
Oh.
Oh, shit. Stop it.
Psych me out over there. Okay.
That was a good one, though.
That was a good one. What's up, Kim? What's up, Kim?
Yeah, right?
I was just calling in. I see I'm kind of late. Ebenezer,
yeah.
My girl, so I kind of missed all the topic, but I want to show y'all love, and I guess I'll check y'all next show.
That's what it is. We appreciate you, Kim. You psyched for a second, though, Kim. But no. But for all of y'all guys that Kim Willie was actually shooting live, and we're going to schedule her again to come on the show. So we apologize about that, but it's out of our hands. She had to shoot on live, but we did have Tashina Arnold live on the line, and we're going to actually get them on again on another day. So, but we have Kim here in the ATL, and we love her, too, for calling in and showing us love. But I want you to listen back to the show also, Kim, when you get a chance, because we touched on some great topics. And we implore you to come and join us anytime you want on Lush Radio Online.
She has Kim? She has our link on her website. Let's shut up, Kim.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, definitely, you know, we got to get her on the show, you know, later. But like I said, I definitely appreciate you, you know, for joining us on Lush Radio Online. And we employ everybody to blog, you know, come on the show whenever you get a chance. Re-listen to the show and see what aspects you can get out of it. Lush Radio Online, we're serving the community and giving you some good food that's good for you and yours. We're out of here. See ya. Would want to be ya. Later.